Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News. Summer and Fall, 2018, Volume 9, Number 3 and 4. Please read newsletters as soon as you receive them. When you are finished reading your newsletter, return it to the library so the next person may receive it. Idaho Commission for Libraries Connections, Talking Book Service News, Volume 9, Number 3 and 4. Summer, Fall, 2018. Ammon Postal Carrier recognized as the year's best. Each year, the Idaho Commission for Libraries recognizes one postal carrier as being the very best based on nominations submitted by patrons of the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS. For 2017, Ammon Postal Carrier Lance Walker was chosen as the Postal Carrier of the Year. Walker provided such exceptional customer service that he earned nominations from two TBS patrons, Lyndon Hall and Cheryl Bass. Hall wrote, "Lance is a dedicated, caring carrier who goes out of the way and above and beyond to make sure our deliveries get to us in good condition. He is always friendly and caring to all of those that he comes in contact with and provides service for." Idaho's postal carriers significantly contribute to the success of the Idaho TBS by ensuring that the Braille and audiobooks and magazines, along with the machines, are delivered to the more than 3,200 users statewide, so they may continue having the joy of reading in their lives. In state fiscal year 2018, the Idaho TBS program circulated more than 165,000 items to its patrons via the U.S. Postal Service and its outstanding carriers, like Lance Walker. ICFL Talking Book Service librarian Sue Walker said, "We are proud to bring the TBS to those eligible Idahoans who need the service, and this recognition showcases the vital role all Idaho postal carriers play in serving our clients' unique needs." All of the nominated postal carriers are listed on page 3 of this newsletter. Talking Book Survey. The biennial Talking Book Service, TBS, survey will be distributed to all TBS users in early 2019. This anonymous survey will be mailed to active users in large print format and will also be available online. If a patron is unable to read the survey, they are encouraged to call the TBS at 800-458-3271. So a customer service representative can record their responses over the phone. Through this survey, the TBS will gather feedback from all its users at the same time, and we want to hear it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thank you in advance for taking the time to complete this survey. By letting us know how you feel about the Idaho Talking Book Service, we can make it even better for all TBS patrons. Patrons are welcome to provide feedback about the TBS at any time, but we hope you will complete the satisfaction survey. 2019 TBS Calendar, coming soon. The 2019 Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, calendar will be mailed to patrons beginning in late October. If you have not received your calendar by Thanksgiving, please contact the TBS at 800-458-3271. The 2019 calendar contains some of the favorite titles of the Idaho Commission for Libraries staff and volunteers. The selections are all available in the TBS collection. Election pamphlet available. The 2018 Idaho Voters Pamphlet for the general election on Tuesday, November 6, 2018, is available in audio format and on the TBS website at https://library.idaho.gov/wp-content/uploads/2018/10/10_Idaho_votes_2018_01.mp3. or a copy may be requested by calling 800-458-3271. Published by Idaho Secretary of State Lawrence Denny, the publication contains information related to Proposition 1, Historical Horse Racing, with arguments and rebuttals for and against Proposition 2, Medical Eligibility Expansion, contact information, and more. Postal Carrier Nominees: Ammon, Lance Walker; Blackfoot, Jason Metz; Boise, Ronald Black; Callie Burchard; Howard Jones; Rosemary Lewin; Josh Moore; John Murphy; John Sarko; and Jim Marshall. Bonner's Ferry, Marcus; Coeur d'Alene, Alex Paniagua; Fruitland, Patty; Garden City, Melinda; Hayden, Ed; Horseshoe Bend, Ron Hefner; Idaho Falls, Brandy Corgatelli; Melba, Debbie, and Chuck; Meridian, David Moss, Steve Hurd; Montpelier, Billy Hyrumphies; Moyi Springs, Mackenzie; Nampa, Earl Bowerly, Michael D., and Dries; Notice, Tony Thornton; Orofino, Tracy Blake, Lila Myers; Paul, Teresa Kenobi; Payette, Virginia; Pocatello, Charlie Shanisham; Pondere, Bobby Ludolph; Post Falls, Angie Cooper; Amber Tillison; Priest River, George McGinney; Preston, Joel Crouch; Rexburg, James Neff; Salmon, Hillary, and Aldous Santos; Spirit Lake, Rebecca; Star, Marnie Hammond; Twin Falls, Corby Quigley. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service through August 2018. General donations: Carl and Joyce Bingham, Donald Brown, Lita Carlson, Patrick Cunningham, Rachel Gilbert, Christine Haggerty, Doris Hawkins, Martin and LaRue Humphreys, Gwen Lee Rydell, Lois Toe. Memorial donations: Alice and Wade Allen in memory of Dorothy Helen Riggs; Marion Barton in memory of Mia Faraday; Marion Barton in memory of Mary Lou Pack; A.L. and C.R. Dustin in memory of Dorothy Riggs; Kenneth and Elizabeth Fallon in memory of Kenneth Fallon Sr.; Darlene Leachman in memory of Dorothy Helen Riggs; Ronald Rippey in memory of Elaine Rippey; Susan and Chad Ward in memory of Mary McGreeham. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax-deductible, as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, https://libraries.idaho.gov/donations/, or from the homepage, click on the Support Your Library button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. To register for Bard, call the Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit http://nls.com/nls.com/ bard.loc.gov. Ghost Towns of Idaho, The Search for El Dorado. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Bruce A. Raich. Read by Debbie Queen. Join Bruce Raich as he hunts for ghost towns across Idaho. The book combines descriptions and histories of ghost towns along with travel and adventure stories from the author. DBC 00913. 2008. 5 hours, 18 minutes. Mudgy and Millie. Children Fiction. Author, Susan Hagen Nip. Read by Sue Robinson. When Mudgy Moose suggests playing hide-and-seek, his friend Millie Mouse finds a hiding place so good that Mudgy trudges all through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, looking for her and wondering why people keep giggling at him for grades K through 3. DBC 00946, 2008, 29 minutes. Bitterroot Gold, Adult Fiction. Author, Monty C. Spears. Read by Sue Vapp. Rumor has it that for 130 years, Idaho's Bitterroot Mountains have kept their grisly secret of the past and possibly even hoarded a treasure of gold. What really happened to the party led by Lloyd Magruder when it journeyed through these mountains in 1863? Was it really carrying thousands of dollars worth of gold? If so, could the gold still lie hidden somewhere in these mountains? Where would the bandits who murdered the party have hidden it? Past and present are closely woven together in this fast-paced, historical fiction of mining camps, mule trains, and hidden treasures. Some strong language. DBC 00838. 1997, 7 hours, 46 minutes. Lame Deer, Seeker of Visions. Adult Nonfiction. Authors, John Fire, Lame Deer, and Richard Erdos. Read by Tom Jaramillo. Born in the late 1800s on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota, Lame Deer was a storyteller, rebel, and medicine man. A full-blooded Sioux, Deer was many things in the white man's world, including a rodeo clown, painter, and prisoner. But above all, he was a holy man of the Lakota tribe. His story is one of harsh youth and reckless manhood, shotgun marriage and divorce, history and folklore, as rich today as ever. And it is a story of Deer's fierce struggle to keep pride alive, though living as a stranger on his own ancestral land. Some descriptions of sex. DBC 00872, 1972, 10 hours, 16 minutes. Recently converted titles. Cowboy Standard Time, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Baxter Black. Read by Patty Rogers. A collection of cowboy poetry written by popular cowboy poet Baxter Black for junior, senior high school students and adult readers. DBC 07338, 1990, 1 hour, 24 minutes. Smoke Chaser, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Warren Yar. Read by Betty Weber. In the 1940s, teenager Warren J. Yar went to work for the Forest Service and became a lookout in the remote Bungalow Ranger Station, located 28 miles from Pierce, Idaho, near the headwaters of the North Fork of the Clearwater River. With enchanting good humor, the author recalls his experiences, including being lost in a snowstorm, befriending wildlife, and enjoying the remote wilderness. DBC 07310, 1995, 8 hours, 18 minutes. Locksaw, the story of a ranger district and its people in Clearwater National Forest. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Lewis F. Hartig. read by Stephen Schuster. Retired Loxod District Ranger Lewis F. Hartig compiled a complete history of the Loxod District from President Grover Cleveland's Forest Proclamation in 1897 to the 1950s, which included the use of smoke jumpers. Hartig gathered his research from Forest Service manuscripts, his own memory, and the memory of others who were associated with the Loxod District. DBC 07340, 1989, 7 hours, 43 minutes. Journal of an Exploring Tour Beyond the Rocky Mountains. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Samuel Parker. Read by Linda Byron. In 1835, at the age of 56, Samuel Parker set out from Ithaca, New York, to explore the Pacific Northwest at the behest of the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions. Traveling by boat, horseback, ship, and canoe, he reached the mouth of the Columbia River and returned home via Cape Horn to New London, Connecticut. Originally published in 1842, the 1990 reprint of Parker's journal includes an in-depth introduction by Idaho State historian Larry R. Jones. DBC 07341, 1842, 12 hours, 58 minutes. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Book Service, please call 1-800-458-3271, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. To order this newsletter on cartridge, Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News on cartridge. To order this newsletter in Braille, Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. To order It Happened in Idaho by Randy Stepilis, profiled on page 10, It Happened in Idaho, DBC 07333. New to the crew. Recently joining the Idaho Commission for Libraries as customer service representatives for the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, are Candace Reynolds and Lisa Watson. Volunteers help it happen. The Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, manages and operates the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, for the Gem State. In addition to the ICFL staff, the TBS program is also supported by volunteers who contribute their time and talents to various areas of the program. One of the ICFL's newest volunteers is Patty Green, who spends 2 days a week checking the returned audiobooks to ensure that the cartridges are in good condition and that the books are in the correct case. Patty worked for the telephone company for 30 years and then served as a traffic analyst for the Ada County Highway District for the next 15 years. After retiring in January 2018, it didn't take Patty long to become bored and to begin volunteering in earnest. In addition to her support of the ICFL, Patty also volunteers at the Idaho Humane Society, no doubt spurred on by her commitment to her own dogs, Rudy and Scooby. Patty found the ICFL's volunteer opportunity online. For more information about the ICFL, including current volunteer positions, please visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/volunteer/. Patty's favorite types of books are romance, fantasy, and science fiction. She said, "Reading expands your mind and gives an escape, if needed." Some of the tasks the more than 80 TBS volunteers undertake include repairing the talking book machines, processing the incoming and outgoing digital cartridges, narrating the locally produced books and magazines, serving as the monitor during the audio recording process, and editing the audio recordings of the locally produced material so the final audiobook sounds as perfect as possible. Randy Kemp recommends. Randy Kemp recently joined the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, as program supervisor. Prior to the ICFL, Kemp was the regional history librarian at the community library in Ketchum. Kemp said, "Sometimes we need a good chuckle or a hearty laugh. And if, like me, you also appreciate learning about the history of our unique state, then the anecdotes and short stories in the small volume, It Happened in Idaho, by Randy Stepilis, are worth exploring." Kemp continued, with more than 30 stories delivered in his typical humorous style, Stepilis highlights various regions and historical eras of the Gem State in tales of Idaho firsts, such as its early settlers, the shaping of the state, and unique characters who helped form our Idaho of today. These bite-sized stories are enough to whet your appetite to perhaps further explore, with the assistance of a helpful librarian if needed, of course, the people or places of Idaho. For example, what do you know about the midnight theft of the Capitol? North Kellogg's priceless mule, the trial of Diamond Field Jack, or the last stoplight? Kemp said, even if you grew up in Idaho and know all about the state's history, Stepilis may reveal a unique twist on a familiar tale or perhaps surprise you with a brand new story. Try these tales, and you may find yourself smirking, chuckling, or exuberantly laughing out loud. Popular reads. The Idaho Library Association chose Emily Ruskovich's Idaho as its 2017 Book of the Year. Equal parts mystery, suspense, psychological thriller, and family drama, this novel set in northern Idaho follows Anne and her husband Wade as they navigate memories to try and piece together what happened when Wade's first wife murdered their daughter. This book contains strong language, violence, and descriptions of sex. Other popular fiction titles include Brotherhood of Evil, The Family Jensen, by William Johnstone, Detective Cross, by James Patterson, To Be Where You Are, by Jan Karen. Popular nonfiction titles include The Lost Letters, by Agnes Reed, This Bloody Deed, The Magruder Incident, by Ladd Hamilton. Talking Book Service, 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Alice Campbell, who was born August 11, 1918, and joined the TBS program in 2013. Margaret Nell Longateague, who was born September 23, 1918. Margaret has read 3,489 books since joining the program in 1995. Gladys Mosher, who was born September 7, 1918. Gladys joined the program in 2015. Dorothy Poindexter, who was born September 18, 1918. Dorothy has read 1,518 books since joining the program in 2009. To request this newsletter on cartridge or in Braille, call 1-800-458-3271. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to the newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/publications/connections/. To download the newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections Idaho Talking Book Service News. If you have comments and or questions about this newsletter, please call 1-800-458-3271. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Let's talk about it, LTAI. If you live near one of the following libraries, enjoy a Let's Talk About It scholar-led book discussion this coming winter and or spring. Blackfoot Public Library, January 30 through March 27, 2019. Grangeville Centennial Library, January 15 through March 26, 2019. Haley Public Library, March 7 through May 30, 2019. Hanson Community Library, January 23 through March 20, 2019. Idaho Falls Public Library, January 17 through March 21, 2019. Larson Sant Public Library, Preston, January 9 through March 6, 2019. McCall Public Library, February 6 through April 3, 2019. Valley of the Tetons, Victor, January 10 through May 9, 2019. Contact the Talking Book Service for a list of the books to be discussed and to request a copy of the book be sent to you. End of Connections. Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Summer and Fall 2018, Volume 9, Number 3 and 4. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, October 2018. Read by Barry Estes. Monitored by Ann Reagan and Colleen Showalter. This project is made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Please return this newsletter cartridge to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.